The hotel at Universal's Epic Universe theme park is expected to be completed 1 year before the park is even done, and 5 years before Tron Light Cycle Run.
And now, introducing our new Light to the Fight technology. Your Magic Band Infinite will give haptic vibrations and light up when you're near any reported skirmish on Walt Disney World property. You can record the fight on approved devices or participate in the fight yourself with our augmented reality overlay in the My Disney Experience app.
Well, only one of these is at Epcot. I gotta go with the one at my park.
That is known in these circles as the Diffindahl defense.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for August 8th, 2022. We've written thoroughly about the rumored announcements for Disneyland's Tomorrowland that may come out of the D23 Expo next month. The question is, what about Disney World? Well, Florida's Tomorrowland is also undergoing a bit of a transformation as there's an entire new roller coaster sitting there now. But what will Josh Tomorrow have to say about it during a boundless future Disney Parks experiences and products? Well, a lot of people are hoping for at least that opening date for Tron Light Cycle Run, which has been delayed for a long time. It's been 5 years since the ride was announced at D23 as of this month. It would seem to be an obvious thing to announce that. It would garner a lot of excitement from people. But they may be hesitant after delays have forced them to abandon the original opening date. We'll see what happens. Tomorrowland does seem to be undergoing a transformation as design elements from 1994 continue to be quietly removed, but no large-scale changes have occurred, and nothing has been confirmed at this point. So again, like 90s Tomorrowland, the last couple of years they've been erasing 90s Tomorrowland, they've been building Tron, we've got this new People Mover spiel, we got the refreshed ending of Carousel of Progress. It does seem like something is happening. So the question is, will we finally hear news about the proposed Wreck-It Ralph replacement of Stitch's Great Escape, or at the very least, something for that space? You may or may not remember, permits were filed and construction was set to begin in 2020 in that space, and Merchant of Venus, the shop at the attraction's exit, has been closed and removed from listings for nearly as long. The project was greenlit, obviously. It was going to happen. COVID stopped it, and they've never picked the project back up because they literally, the permits were for demolition to begin inside Stitch's Great Escape, and it was decided just not to do that because of COVID and the closure. But the question is now, like, this attraction is obviously, if it was about to go into construction, is obviously fully developed. It could be rolled out at any point. The question is, will it? And will it be announced at D23? So, of course, for those unfamiliar with the rumor, it would reuse the theater spaces that already exist for Great Escape, but it would be a new attraction where you would use some sort of video game controller and interact with projections, which may be on the ceiling or all around the room. That's all we knew about it at the time and up till now. But again, we do expect some sort of Tomorrowland announcements at the Expo. Of course, we expect those Disneyland ones. And the other interesting thing is, based on the name of the presentation and also the fact that they're using the fonts that are both present at the Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland Tomorrowlands, it does seem that there is, in total, a big Tomorrowland theme for a boundless future and the D23 Expo presence of parks and resorts this year. Obviously, we will be there. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more, but it does sound like maybe Tomorrowlands around the world will be the focus of D23 and the parks and resorts. According to multiple cast members, the two per item limit instituted last year to curb reselling online has quietly been lifted for most items around Walt Disney World, with a few exceptions. After consulting with several cast members and leads, it seems the resort has lifted the restriction from 2 back to 10 per guest, except for a few high-profile lines, which will retain the 2 per guest limit. The rule was instituted last year for all purchases following controversy surrounding resellers quickly buying up almost all new items before regular guests could get a chance. The only items previously exempted were consumables like food and ponchos. High-profile releases like Mickey Mouse, the main attraction, along with limited edition items, lounge flies, and magic bands will continue to be two per guest, per cast members. Of course, Disney pins have always been this way. Limited edition Disney pins all the way since 1999 have been limited edition, two per guest. That's it. It was only this weekend that the first night of the return of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom sold out, but now more dates in August are unavailable. Naturally, Halloween night was the first date to sell out, but nearly a month later, August 16th was the next. And now two more Friday events, August 19th and September 2nd, are unavailable for purchase. And then minutes after we published, August 23rd became unavailable as well. Of course, the first night, August 12th, is gone too. These dates earlier in the event cost less than those in October, priced as much as $70 less. In fact, guests hoping to take part in the party on a less expensive event night should make their purchases soon, as sellouts are likely to continue at a rapid pace. October, on the other hand, currently has wide open ticket availability other than Halloween night. Guests who stop by the Main Street Firehouse on Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom will discover some adorable new additions. A few of the 101 Dalmatians puppies have been spotted inside. Though the dogs in the film don't work at fire stations, Dalmatians are commonly associated with firefighters. Their long history is fire dogs. A poster advertising the firehouse open house for Engine 71, Engine Company 71, shows a firefighter with a Dalmatian partner. This poster isn't new. It was added in 2021 when they removed Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom from the space, but it does tie in well with the new additions. One of the buckets is filled with dog treats now, and Lucky sits on a small rug staring up at the treats, probably hoping they are canine crunchies. And Patch is on a break, fast asleep on a coiled hose. What a cute addition. Very nice. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, in fact. And just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through Labor Day, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Soaring around the world, the popular gliding simulator attraction at Epcot is testing the return of its long-removed single-rider line. The attraction originally opened with one back in 2005 when it was just Soarin', but the line was removed shortly after due to a lack of guest interest. Guests approached the ride's entrance from within the land pavilion, and a cast member is holding a Soarin' single rider entrance sign, and guests wishing to utilize the single rider queue will enter on the left side of the Lightning Lane entrance. Much like the four other Walt Disney World attractions with single rider lines, which would be Test Track, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Expedition Everest, and Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, guests should expect to be separated from their parties once placed in the different boarding zones arose. Cast members have confirmed that it's currently only a test, and a single rider line may be available at different points throughout the day or suspended altogether. In the months since Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind opened at Epcot, there have been a number of complaints about the flights of exit stairs. Reportedly, Reedy Creek emergency responders have attended to several incidents resulting in injured guests. Now, after his mother sustained several injuries required treatment at a hospital, a WDWNT reader has reached out to share their story in hopes of warning other guests. On August 3rd, 2022, the two guests exited the ride. They were experiencing dizziness, a common occurrence after experiencing a spinning roller coaster for some. Upon the descent down one of the flights of exit stairs, the mother was holding onto the handrail when her sneaker got stuck on the rubber flooring. She fell approximately five steps, hitting her face on the metal railing divider. She was bleeding from the head and nose and experienced pain. A cast member approached but did not have the medical supplies necessary, and none were retrieved until the Reedy Creek Fire Department arrived about 15 minutes later. Passing guests offered tissues to help staunch the bleeding. During the wait for medical assistance, guests exiting the ride continued to descend the stairway past the injured woman, and while guests reported the cast member seemed concerned, no other assistance was offered. The guests noted that Reedy Creek responders did a good job providing care for his mother. One of the paramedics told him that they disliked the Cosmic Rewind exit because of the safety risks and that the mother's injury was the fourth in that particular section, including some broken ankles. The woman was transported to a local hospital. The doctors there assessed and treated her for a deep laceration under her eyebrow, fractured nose, a fractured thumb, a fractured ankle, and bruising on her limbs. What's funny is the egress, the exit of Guardians, for as long as I've been hearing about the project, going back to the early stages of development, there were a lot of arguments between Reedy Creek, not necessarily the fire department, but Reedy Creek in general, and Walt Disney Imagineering about that exit. At one point, you used to exit into the store, and they said you can't. It was fire code. They didn't want the exit into the shop to be there, which is why it doesn't exit into the shop to begin with, and all sorts of arguments about the stairs and that whole exit process. So this is interesting. It's really interesting. Obviously, if it continues to be a thing, they're going to have to address it in some way, shape, or form. I don't really know how you do that without major construction. That, or you really make a point to tell more guests that, hey, if you don't feel, you know, if you feel somewhat dizzy, maybe come use the elevator here. And maybe force more guests to use the elevator than the stairs. I mean, obviously, that's not great for crowd flow out of the exit of an e-ticket attraction, but for the safety of people, it may have to be a thing. We'll have to see what happens. After we reported that some Friendship boats had been removed from service and were likely getting new paint jobs, one Friendship boat debuted its new color scheme at Epcot. The Friendship boats provide service to and from Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and select nearby resorts. Friendship 3 now has a solid blue piece on the top of the roof. The rest of the roof and the sides around the windows are solid red, and a thin blue stripe runs around the white hull. Previously, the boat colors were more pastel, and the roof edges were striped like an awning. The seats, as seen in the back of Friendship 3, are still a teal green color. They may be updated to better match the new color scheme later. Who knows? The other boats we've seen recently still had their old color scheme, but we expect them to slowly be rotated out of service and repainted. The boats also have slightly different color schemes, just like before, but use the same tones and palette. The Rancho's Leisure Pool at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort will be closing for refurbishment for over a month. The pool will close on Sunday, August 14, 2022, and is expected to reopen in late September. During the refurbishment, the dig site feature pool and the Casitas and Cabanas leisure pools will remain open and available to guests. We're getting closer to the Halloween season, and Pluto has debuted a new Phantom Manor costume in Disneyland Paris, and DLP Report shared the photos on Twitter. Pluto has a top hat with lavender piping and an orange band decorated with bats. He also sports a dark purple cloak. His new Phantom Manor costume is evocative of the Phantom's outfit as well as the cast members' costumes at the attraction. It's very, very cute. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Also, be sure to subscribe to our sister channel, WDWNT-TV, which you can easily find by searching for WDWNT-TV right here on YouTube, or just punch in WDWNT.TV as the URL. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT-TV.